Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court voted Thursday 6-3 to allow Arizona's voter integrity laws to stand. Justice Samuel Alito wrote, "Preventing voter fraud, for example, is a strong and entirely legitimate state interest." Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, who argued the case, tells Fox News it's about getting the election results correct.
The Constitution, federalism, election integrity have to mean something. And the U.S. Supreme Court held that states can enact common sense election integrity measures to protect the ballot and protect the process.
Justice Elena Kagan criticized the court for remaking Section 2 with this decision and said Congress has the authority to decide whether there is no longer a need for the measure. The Boy Scouts of America has reached an $850 million settlement with more than 60,000 men who sued the Boy Scouts over alleged sexual abuse by adults in scouting over several decades. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A member of the Trump Organization turned himself in Thursday to face tax charges in a Manhattan court. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Charges against the Trump Organization include conspiracy, grand larceny, and tax fraud. CFO Alan Weisselberg was arraigned one day after a grand jury returned an indictment charging him and the Trump Organization with tax crimes. The 73-year-old Weisselberg worked for the Trump Company for decades. Former President Trump was not charged. It is the first criminal case arising from the two-year investigation into the Trump Organization by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Trump Organization attorney Alan Futeris says the prosecutors are going after a former president.
That is a significant line to cross. And quite frankly, not just as a lawyer, but as a citizen, we're very concerned about that.
Mr. Weisselberg was released without bail and said he intends to fight the charges. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
After lawmakers shot down a January 6th commission, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi moved forward with the commission. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has chosen a Republican to be part of a committee investigating the insurrection on January 6th.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
The Wyoming Republican has gone against GOP leadership and has agreed to be part of a select House committee to investigate the January 6th attack at the Capitol. Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson will lead the committee.
We have to get to the bottom of finding out all the things that went wrong on January 6th.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy threatened to strip Republicans of committee assignments if they accepted an appointment to this committee.
I was shocked that she would accept something from Speaker Pelosi. It would seem to me, since I didn't hear from her, maybe she's closer to her than us. I don't know.
Cheney has directly blamed former President Trump for the riot at the Capitol. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The NFL has fined one of its own big money for harassment. Dan Naraki reports.
The National Football League has fined the Washington football team $10 million following an investigation into multiple allegations of harassment in the workplace. The league's report, issued Thursday, found that the team's workplace environment was found to be highly unprofessional, with bullying and intimidation taking place frequently. All senior executives will take part in workplace conduct training, and owner Dan Snyder will step away from the day-to-day duties of running the team.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And you got to love the White House. I mean, it's like you got to help them out. I mean, they seem so disconnected from reality. I don't know if you caught this or not, but they said this was in a tweet they put out. It says, planning a cookout this year. Catch up on the news. Okay, catch up, you know, the little pun here. According to the Farm Bureau, the cost of a 4th of July barbecue is down from last year. In fact, it's a fact you must heard here in the herd hot dog. The Biden economic plan is working, and that's something we can all relish. It says the cost of 4th July cookout in 2021 is down 0.16 cents from last year. Okay, and we also know it's the Republicans that have been going around yelling defund police. Horace Cooper is with us right now. The constitutional expert and legal analyst. Horace, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey,
geared up for the 4th?
Well, yeah, I'm always geared up for it. I think it's, you know, to me, and we'll talk a little bit more about this, but I just couldn't help but chuckle. I don't know if you saw that tweet that went out last night from the White House. I mean, talking about the cost of a 4th of July cookout this year is down by 0.16. I guess that's, of course, that excludes the cost of driving to grandma's house that everybody's experiencing at least $1 per gallon over last year, and everywhere else the cost of food is up. I don't know where are they buying this food and everything. Is this based on, you know, the White House commissary prices where they don't pay for anything anyway? Is that how they got to this number?
Well, it is such a fraction of a fraction of a fraction. It's remarkable that if anything has been adjusted, it's hard for us to understand. At the end of the day, the kinds of things that most of us look at, like gas prices, are skyrocketing, and it's the kind of thing that will make some people say, well, maybe not this year. Mm-hmm. So for them to brag right now when folks are getting this sticker shock seems like it's a little bit off message in understanding where the American people are. It's pretty clear that he doesn't feel our pain.
Well, yeah, absolutely, and it's frustrating because with everything that's going on and real inflation, I mean, whoever does the shopping in your house has probably been coming back and reporting. I mean, I do a lot of my own shopping as well, so I see what's happening. You know, the price of meat, you know, basic substance. I mean, you sit there and go, wait a minute, did I pay that last time? It seems to be creeping up here. And so forget about all this, inflation talk on the horizon. The inflation is here, Horace.
Oh, it absolutely is. in every practical way that people assess. And by the way, for Americans, not for people who live in the White House and who have everything paid for them by taxpayers, or not for people who are elected leaders. For real Americans, they sit around the kitchen table and they're using the calculator to come up with how are we able to do the things that we were able to do for the last 3+ years that proved to be easier and easier. All of a sudden, it is very difficult now.
Yeah,
and
without a doubt.
That's one of the things that's bracing, how quickly the tide turned.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, within months here, I think Donald Trump was right. Had President Biden gone to the beach for the last 5 months, we've been better off. I mean, whether it's we're talking about the southern border, you know, gasoline, our standing, I believe, internationally. I mean, it was a fiasco what happened overseas and how he, I believe, misrepresented American interest, canceling the Keystone pipeline, but making a deal with Russia and then giving Russia 16 target points if not to hit. I mean, it's just like it's ludicrous. But hey, look, it's what we're dealing with. We can't get to the midterms fast enough, much less the general election. But meanwhile, the audits continue to take place. And, of course, this recent SCOTUS decision, I think, is a bit encouraging that maybe we might get back on track and begin to have some free and fair elections again, if that's possible.
I mean, the Supreme Court came down with a straightforward ruling that the Arizona voter integrity measures were, in fact, constitutional. It means that it's very likely that in Georgia, the effort by the DOJ is not going to go very far. There has been, there has been an effort that is quiet, but it is going very pronounced in the law in terms of legal arguments being put forward, and that is that because minorities are more associated with Democrats than Republicans, any time a political party, say the Democrats, find themselves or perceive themselves to be treated unfairly, they can go into court and argue that to treat them unfairly is the same thing as Jim Crow. It is the same thing as denying minorities access to the ballot. It's a clever argument. It shows no basis in our history. And in fact, this is one of the reasons why they would like to have a federal law governing how lines are drawn, what they call the anti-gerrymander. They want a federal ban on all voter ID. What they are essentially saying is our party prospers when these voter integrity moves are not in place. And if our party prospers, then, quote, axiomatically, blacks and browns prosper. And the Supreme Court said, no, we're not having that. You have to actually say, here's what happened in this location on this day to these individuals who are protected by the Voting Rights Act. What happened? How did it happen? Why did it happen first? And then we can answer what kind of role the federal constitution and oversight from courts should play.
It's kind of interesting, Horace, if I'm understanding this. Of course, you're the expert, so if this sounds like an ignorant statement, as always, you'll tolerate me for just a moment here. But, you know, we've been hearing from the other side, you know, from the judges, that you don't have standing. It almost seems that what you're talking about is that the Democrats, the attorneys for the Democrats, found themselves in this position where they don't have standing. Is that fair?
Well, that is fair. In fact, yes. If you look at this suit, you'd get the gold star in my class if we were holding my class today. The suit was filed by the DNC.
Right.
This suit wasn't filed by a black voter or brown voter or any other minority. This suit was filed by the DNC, and the DOJ is going in again. In Atlanta, in Georgia, we had record turnout in 2016, higher turnout than that in 2018, and even higher turnout than that in 2020 among minorities. Whatever stymie fleeing allegedly is occurring because of voter ID shows no sign in actually impacting individuals. But the left is worried that if you prove or require real voters to show up, you're not going to get the kind of voting that ghost voters, that convicts,
exactly,
and that illegals will do.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Horace after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Oh, the power of his voice and his words that go out, that call those things as that are not, as though they are, only by his word. Great music from Jeremy Camp. I'm Bill Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Horace Cooper continues with us. Horace, I think part of the desperation of the Democrats is they started to see people of color, you know, catching up with the scam that has been perpetrated on them for well over 100 years. I mean, all these things that they're revolting against, you know, some have referred to it as systemic racism, and that has been spearheaded over the years by the Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party has been the ones that have really, you know, as Joe Biden says, they're going to keep you all in chains. Well, he's the one and his party that has been keeping people of color and poor people in chains with these disastrous policies. I mean, when you spend, you know, close to $30 trillion on the war on poverty and you haven't moved the needle at all, it is an absolute disaster. And there's no accountability like much of the bureaucracy. But I believe they're freaking out because the people are figuring this out, and they started losing that solid Democratic vote coming from particularly Black America, and they said, we got to do something about it. And they're, you know, whether it's to absolutely cancel Donald Trump and anybody associated with him, it's any voting laws or anything that would, you know, might make for a fair election.
Well, it is very, very telling that the political party that claims that they are interested in the needs and desires and aspirations of minorities, when given a choice between supporting policies that would actually be beneficial for minorities and the rest of the country versus policies that will advance the political ambitions of the party, they pick the latter, not the former. There is a reason why they couldn't go forward last year and come up with a federal police reform bill. The reason was it would resolve a problem that would allow people to see that it's not police officers that are the problems in their community. It's how they have been stymied by the federal government and also the leaders in Washington that attack the police. Well, we don't want to have that shown, so they all but stalled it and are now coming back with a new version that completely decapitates the police departments all across our country, nationwide. And whether it's energy, whether it's tax policy, whether it's labor policy, again and again and again, what the Democrats seek to do is not to resolve a problem in a way that's useful to the communities that they claim they represent. They do what's useful to their political ambitions.
Exactly.
And this case before the Supreme Court is just yet another example. Now, I think it's great that the president and the attorney general want to pretend that they care about minorities. It's not great that they would use the Georgia voter integrity laws as a basis for that claim, because they're going to find, after this Supreme Court ruling, that the lower court is going to ask questions that they don't have answers to.
Mm-hmm.
Get up or shut up.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to get asked. Show us how blacks and browns are actually being harmed. Not theoretically. Don't show us how your political party is. Show us actual blacks and browns.
Mm-hmm. Horace, the other thing I've observed in all this was that Republican cities and Republican states were ill-prepared to take on the onslaught of these Democratic attorneys who came in at mass to control and influence the counting of votes. It was amazing to me that they got hoodwinked and they got bullied into all in the name of COVID, making these unilateral decisions that prospered one side over the other. I mean, fairness was out the window. It was, oh, the fear of these attorneys coming in en masse and threatening lawsuits and that. I mean, is there something that they should do? You're the legal analyst and the expert here. Is there something they should do beforehand to protect them the next time? Because there will be a next time. I mean, we can get Supreme Court orders, you know, and they will find a way to skirt it like they've always done. Go ahead.
Every state legislature to do what I asked when I came on your program early last year during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. The founders intended for whether it was a pandemic, whether it was an earthquake, or any other challenge facing a community, for the state legislature and the local government to either ratify or reject solutions. I want now that we're getting a pause, now that we're getting a reprieve, all the legislatures to gather and then vote. This is how these policies should work. This is what we should do in the event of another circumstance. This is how voting should take place. This is how business regulation should take place. This is how all of the governor's authority, every one of these aspects. They should have done it last year. They didn't. But now that they have the time, a reprieve, I want them to show up and do these things. And that would be very, very useful to minimize the likelihood that we will see this again.
Exactly. And the good news is this happens at the local level. As you and I have discussed before, that's where change occurs. If you're waiting on the feds, forget it. I mean, you know, the feds trying to figure out what happened in the 2020 election. You know, this is the thing that's going to go on forever. What was it? A lawsuit was coming against the NSA again for interference and a violation of privacy. That thing gets mired in court. There's no way. You know, and all of a sudden now they're going to go after the NSA again. Cheryl Atkinson has been in court with her lawsuit with the NSA, I think, for like 10, 11 years. It's just absurd. The big government, they know how to dodge this stuff and to, you know, wear out the clock and, you know, go on. But meanwhile, at the local level, that's where the control is, isn't it?
Yes, and that's why we need proactive rules that say to the Secretary of State, you may not just merely mail out a million ballots. You may not allow volunteer organizations to, quote, supplement and assist the state election offices. You may not allow a threat of a lawsuit and then settle it without even having a hearing on the merits that are being put forward on the claims. There are a number of these things. If you have a license and you're a grocery store, you may not have the threat license removed because you are continuing to operate. We actually want to encourage people to operate and offer their services, not discourage them from doing so. There are a number of changes that state legislatures should be doing. Many are, but I want every one of them to do so that they can prepare themselves for a circumstance like this if it were to ever occur again.
Horace, what about travel restrictions right now? I mean, lots of conversation going all over. The government, you know, has kind of given a wink, let TSA take charge or the individual airlines restrict travel based on their interpretation of the COVID rules.
So the airline unions are really the ones behind this because the workers were so fearful. Now, as the airlines are saying to them, we're going to have to be perpetually bailed out if we don't allow customers to come back, and customers won't come back if you keep doing this. So I anticipate by the fall that we are going to see some changes in those rules even.
Yeah, because, these vaccination, certifications and that, and they're ignoring people who have already contracted and survived and doing quite well. And scientists
Absolutely.
Have said, hey, their immune system and their antibodies are actually better than the vaccine. But they want to flat out ignore it and ask people to get vaccinated. And others are saying you should not get vaccinated if you don't need it. And, of course, we're starting to hear some of the stories that are pretty scary as well. Horace Cooper has been our guest, former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator right here. Thank you, Horace.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court voted Thursday 6-3 to allow Arizona's voter integrity laws to stand. Justice Samuel Alito wrote, "Preventing voter fraud, for example, is a strong and entirely legitimate state interest." Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, who argued the case, tells Fox News it's about getting the election results correct.
The Constitution, federalism, election integrity have to mean something. And the U.S. Supreme Court held that states can enact common sense election integrity measures to protect the ballot and protect the process.
Justice Elena Kagan criticized the court for remaking Section 2 with its decision and said Congress has the authority to decide whether there is no longer a need for the measure. The Boy Scouts of America has reached an $850 million settlement with more than 60,000 men who sued the Boy Scouts over alleged sexual abuse by adults in scouting over several decades. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Keith's new Happy Birthday America song, it captures the sentiment that many of us are feeling about this country, you know, and it's on the downside. It's not necessarily, although some may argue, a bit pessimistic, but it's kind of a real look at what's going on with our country today, how people are feeling about it. This is why I would encourage those of you who are celebrating with friends this 4th of July weekend that you pause for a moment, pull out the Declaration of Independence and read it. This is something that Charles Krautheimer would do, and even before I heard that he did this, we would do this amongst our friends and go about and read the Constitution, including the Declaration of Independence. And I'll tell you, it is amazing just in that little exercise, especially as far away as academia has been from these important documents. These are kind of our birth certificates, so to speak. And to read the brilliance of our founding fathers, again, aspirational by far. This was the goal of us moving toward a more perfect union. I want to bring on Dr. Wilfred Riley, American political scientist, the assistant professor of political science at Kentucky State University, holds a PhD in poli-sci from Southern Illinois University and a law degree from the University of Illinois. Dr. Riley, good to have you with us. How are you? Happy 4th of July.
You too, and I'm good. Good to be back on the show.
Yeah, how do you feel about the sentiment of, where we are right now as a country and, with all the influence and the arguing over Marxism, socialism, communism versus the founding principles of our country?
I mean, I think this is a tough time for the USA. But I will say, I mean, I'm a positive person. I think America will still be here in another 200 years, just like Britain is, just like China probably will be as a rival. Mm-hmm. I mean, when people say this is one of the toughest times for the USA, I mean, you'd have to put that up against, the Civil War when, quote unquote, brother fought brother, World War II against the Nazis, the Indian Wars on both sides of there. So I think the USA is going through some issues, but is going to be fine a long time from now. So happy birthday to the country.
Right. It's kind of like, when you have a conflict in a relationship, if the basis of the relationship is solid, that, hey, I got you, we're going to make it through this. You get through this process. You debate the issues. And I have faith in the founding principles of this country. I mean, for 245 years, look at what we've done. I know that there are some people that would like to be very critical and scratch some itches that are not necessarily scratch worthy. Okay, that's okay. We can stand the scrutiny. I mean, look at the evidence of what we have. First, how the country began, how we went through the revolution, as you say, a civil war, two world wars, conflicts along the way. And I think throughout that process, as I tell my kids all the time, Will, is that experience defines preference. And we, through this, all these 245 years of experience, we come back to these founding principles that, that lift us up and that lift all boats. And this isn't theoretical. I mean, this is very well stated and documented in these two powerful documents.
Yeah, I think that there are obviously some core American ideas. I mean, the United States, it's important to realize because we talk so much about things in our country's history that were negative, like slavery. Mm-hmm. It's important to realize how significant the United States of America is. I mean, we were the first large modern democracy, ever. We had to, throw off the shackles of the king to become that. We're sort of the destination democracy where immigrants from all around the world of all colors kind of dream of moving. And many do, which makes up the USA that we have today. I mean, we're sort of the capitalist leading nation as opposed to the commies over there in Europe. I mean, the socialist countries of the European bloc or of Asia. So, I mean, there's a lot that's unique about America that Americans in general agree on. If you ask people in the USA about pride in our country's history, beating the Nazis, or about whether we should continue merit immigration, or about our financial system, or something like that, there's actually way more agreement than you would think looking at our media. It's important to keep that in mind as you spend time with your family and friends on the fourth.
Right. No, you're exactly right, but it's those things that you want to focus on, and right now there's been a lot of negative press that has influenced people's perspective, and you're a thinker, and you drill down on these issues, and this is what we need to do is re-embrace and welcome critical thinking and conversation where we can reason together, because that's when we're better together. I mean, I don't want to extricate or, cut off 50% of America just because they're ideologues. I'm saying, okay, go through that. I mean, we've all been ideological in different phases of our life, and we got over it and got through it because we got tired of, going, oh man, I'm sorry. It's like, I'm a knucklehead. I got so fixed. I just really missed it. If you get to that point, and a lot of people do, as I say, we get through it, we get on the other side, and we're better as a result of it. And, eventually, they will come to realize, they say, those that are fixed and ideological, and realize that life in ideological world really isn't a very happy world. It's not very fulfilling. It's limiting, and it ends up retarding the individual, which to me is sad.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's an element of teenage rebellion to a lot of what you're calling ideological critiques of the USA, where, I mean, there's a point in everyone's life when you realize, you know, your strong dad and loving mom and so on, assuming you're lucky enough to have both of them, aren't actually perfect.
Right.
And you sort of start to hate everything about them. I mean, why do you work for the corrupt company you do? Why do you guys have slightly different roles in the family, so on? And there's not really too much that's productive about this. Like, if you actually run away from home as a young person, you're not going to end up generally with a better life.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to end up with a minimum wage job or homeless or something like that. So similarly, the critiques of America, I think a lot of people, if you look at, you know, my ideological rival, the 1619 Project or something like that,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people have kind of realized we're not perfect. And we'll bring up incessantly the fact that there were racial conflicts in our country's history, for example, or labor conflicts. The USA had slaves. The reality is that almost all countries had these problems. What's unique about America is, again, our invention of modern democracy, things like this.
Mm-hmm.
So if you actually follow kind of the ideological opposition to the USA, to its logical conclusions, you're not going to wind up with a better country. I mean, what underlies most quote-unquote critical theories, just communism and socialism, something that's long
exactly.
been tried, usually fails.
Yeah, yeah.
So
what underlies the
neo-reactionary movement is just king, something we've tried before. So I like our ideas here.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is, Wilfred, I don't know that you or I or any other of our guests have ever claimed that America was perfect. It was like, who came up with this idea that somehow we were claiming, you know, perfection? You know, we've worked hard. We've supported a lot of nations. We've been there to help people. When there are international disasters, America and its community of service entities, you know, run into the building. We bring money. We bring food. We bring services, you know, to help other nations out in their times of calamity. You know, those are things that we can celebrate and be proud of. Other things that we've gotten involved with that we could argue about, and I think it's a fair argument, is getting our noses involved in other governments unnecessarily. And that's, you know, again, a debate that, you know, you can have a discussion on. But in all those conversations, I don't know that anybody is claiming perfection here. Who said that?
I think the only people who said that, to some extent, are the country's opponents. And it's kind of a debating trick. You know, when you ask, what is a better country than America? I mean, one of the only real answers is heaven. So
yes.
People that have real issues with the country compare us to utopia, generally, not to France.
Right, without a doubt. Political science professor, Kentucky State University, Dr. Wilfred Riley is with us. He's the author of the book Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. But, hey, you know, like we're fearful of that. We go head on into the deep end. This is what I love about being with Dr. Riley. We've got more from him.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer offer you wonderful money-saving benefits. But you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at GoldCo to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Dr. Wilford Riley is with us. He's too young for this song, but I remember Tennessee Ernie Ford, 16 tons. Makes you wonder, you know, this modern-day slavery that has been created, that we've fallen into. It's just, I guess, maybe the nature of man to have this desire to be taken care of. Not everybody can welcome that we have so many millions of people, as Dr. Riley had mentioned earlier, that would love to immigrate to this country, the chance to enjoy liberty, the chance to be all that they can be. We'll continue with Dr. Riley here in just a second, but I just wanted to read this to you. A judge on Thursday ruled in favor of a group that filed a lawsuit demanding more police officers be brought into the city of Minneapolis after city council members and activist groups advocated to replace the police department following the death of George Floyd. And of course, this past week, we've heard this new narrative about defunding police that the Democrats have been leading from day one. And Dr. Riley, they want people to believe that, we're not the party of defunding police. It's the Republican Party.
Yeah, I mean, I think as a political scientist, watching the two parties go back and forth, although I obviously favor one myself, can be pretty entertaining. I mean, the verbal games and so on. In this case, what you've got is the Dems trying to argue that the Republicans are soft on law and order policing in the military, which isn't their natural territory, as it were. Mm-hmm. And the argument technically is that it was the GOP that tried to defund the police. Because something like 1% of the, you know, National Rescue and Recovery Plan or whatever proposed by President Biden would go to policing. So by opposing that, the Republicans, were defunding the police. Hmm. I mean, you know, my take, even partisanship aside, is that this is just word games. Police are funded locally.
Yes.
So what defunding the police means is that mayors and governors, who are almost universally on the left,
cut police budgets and pulled back police stops after the death of Mr. Floyd. I mean, New York, and you can check this easily, mm-hmm. cut their police budget by $1 billion. L.A., it was $150 million. So that's what the funding the police needs.
Mm-hmm.
The rest is working.
Exactly. And the thing that now you've got de Blasio saying, oh, well, we're going to put more, you know, police on the street, like as if you can go to Costco warehouse and just go down aisle six and find a bunch of policemen just waiting to be hired. how is that going to happen?
Well, I mean, having been a boss myself, as you have, I mean, you can't help but wonder how cynical this is. I mean,
yes.
A long-term serving police officer, somebody who's made detective sergeant, is making $90,000, $100,000 a year, maybe more. They often deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened during police defunding, really, was that a lot of those guys quit the force. I mean, a lot of people, we're not going to retry the George Floyd case, but a lot of people, when they saw Derek Chauvin facing 25 years, in a case that obviously involved police abuse, but also potentially involved an overdose,
mm-hmm.
When they saw some of these other cases, I mean, officers were charged in the Jacob Blake shooting, which involved a rapist going back to his victim's house. That's, again, not exaggerated at all if you look at the details.
Right.
I think a lot of guys said, to hell with this. I'm off the force. Give me my pension a couple of years early, down 9%. So those expensive officers are gone, and now this is the time for cities to try to get younger, untrained guys that are going to come on the force for $36,000.
Exactly.
There are two problems with that. One, do those guys still exist after 2 years of hammering at the cops in minority and working class white communities? I don't know. And two, do you think it's going to lower police brutality if you have, you know, a bunch of guys that are, you know, 1 year removed from college sports, suddenly coming onto the force together? So I don't see much good that came out of this. I don't really see a lot of positive effect of BLM as the black guy that lives in the city.
Right. Well, you've got to consider what we call the learning curve expense. When you bring somebody on in any job, they're going to make mistakes. And you do everything you can to train, to mitigate, but you've got to go through those mistakes. And, of course, the significance is when you are in law enforcement and you have a gun and a badge, boy, the mistakes you make have to be very well calculated as much as you can, mitigated and minimal. But some of these mistakes come about just by experience or lack thereof. And you got to get to the other side. And that's what you said is that is so dangerous is that we've lost quality law enforcement officials with 20 plus years of experience who said, look, I'm not going to, you know, put my pension at risk. It's just not worth it anymore. And even if it means that I'm going to take a 10% haircut here, that's okay because I'd rather leave at 90% whole rather than, you know, in jail and loss of my pension. And, of course, not to mention my career and reputation.
Yeah, I would wonder, looking at it from a stats perspective, like how many officers left on the day, for example, that Jacob Blake's civil case was announced, or the day that the verdict of 22 years was announced against Derek Chauvin. There's a very real question of, in the mind of every police officer, not sending the officers in either of those encounters. I think Blake was completely justified, frankly. But there has to be a question in your mind as a police officer. If I'm in a confrontational situation and I go hands-on or I use my gun, am I going to be stripped of my badge, sent to jail? Is my family going to end up taxed $1 million from our savings or from my potential pension fund? Why would that be worth it in an environment where no one seems likely to support me? So, yeah, we lost. You said there's anything better than I do. We lost a lot of those long service officers. Now we're trying to figure out what to do. There's almost kind of a last point here, an unrealistic naivete when you look at a lot of people, particularly on the left, they're criticizing the police, where the idea is, well, why don't they just do their job? You know, why would it affect how the police behave if they know the media is not going to support them, the mayor's not going to support them, people might lie about what they do? Isn't their job just to go out there and, you know, make arrests, do what they're paid to do? And that's a completely unrealistic view of human nature. I mean, far fewer people are going to do a tough, dangerous job like that in the face of hate than are going to do so in the face of, you know, affection and support. That's just how people work.
Exactly. You're exactly right. I mean, who wants to go work someplace where, number one, you can't be productive, and number two, there's not even appreciation for your effort. Nobody wants to go work at a grocery store under that, you know, that kind of miserable environment, much less be a police officer who's threatened with his life, who, you know, the reason that they, you know, first of all, unholster a service revolver or a service weapon is because of threat. You know, they perceive a threat to be there. Well, unless you've been in that situation, You don't understand it, and we've got a lot of people trying to add conjecture and their opinion on something that you know, they're looking at after the fact in a relaxed comfortable situation with no threat whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean that's exactly right, and I think we're kind of a lot of these points. It is actually worth reiterating them, but a lot of these points, cops have a tough job, and so on, have come up in pretty much every discussion of this topic, but they remain real. One of the things I'll say about this from kind of a scientific perspective, there was a study done at Washington State University where they actually took people that identified as liberals or as activists, but who had some background apparently in the martial arts or something like that, self-defense, mm-hmm. so not total innocents. And they put them in shooting simulation situations that reproduced what the average officer sees at least every couple of months, at least every year, situations where you might have to use a gun. And the people, the activists, were far more likely to shoot than actual cops were. So it's, and this is actually, if your audience members include some walks, you can look this up, Washington State University police shooting study. But I think that that's important to keep in mind. Like, as you said, it's very easy to Monday morning quarterback and to look at something like the Blake situation and say that's absolutely unacceptable. The question is, what would you as an ordinary student or ordinary person with fight or flight instincts do if you're in a situation like this and someone is accused of armed robbery or rape or some other serious crime attacks you with a knife? And I think that would vary quite a bit from what you see in, you know, the press releases and the, you know, the angry shouts and so forth.
And I think that one thing that's really another thing that's not one, but there's so many, but another thing that's not being considered here is even, you know, the process in order for you to go through an interview when you are considering to enter law enforcement. I mean, they don't sit there and say, oh, well, this guy can breathe. Oh, he seems to be able to hold a gun. It's okay. Let's just put him on the force. I mean, there is a psychological deep dive. They're looking into history. They're talking to friends and neighbors. I mean, they're not putting, you know, just any old person that wants to come in and shoot him up on the street here. I mean, that is greatly overlooked and not reported on whatsoever. I mean, the scrutiny, at least from my awareness in cities in the West and in the East that I've seen, and even in the Midwest, the scrutiny is really intense.
Yeah, no, cops, and I'll also add firemen and so on, nurses in a good facility. I mean, those people are extremely intensely selected. I mean, much more so than a lot of the people who are, you know, associate professors of women's studies or whatever, who get to sit in an office and complain about how they do their jobs.
Right.
And the more of those well-selected, competent people you have out on your streets, the more you have an urban middle class and the more you have stability and peace. So hopefully we'll keep them out there.
Well, the number one job of our government is safety. It is law and order. And this is how the people are responding. It goes back, and we're back to full circle here. If things are going to change, it's going to happen at the local level, and this is what's happening. People are going and talking to their sheriffs. They are talking to city councils. They're putting the pressure on the local authorities to make sure that law and order is paramount in their cities. They demand safety. They expect that this is where their taxes are going, and you can't blame them to have that kind of expectation. Dr. Wilford Riley has been with us. Will, thank you so much. Happy 4th of July.
How's it going these days? Do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get